Welcome back. Final half hour of the show here from Dallas, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar. Led by the barrels and the dills, indeed. All together now, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Go over and stock up now. We got a full day of football tomorrow. Cotton Bowl, two semifinals. And Notre Dame's playing too. And a full day of the NFL coming up. Eagles against the Giants trying to clinch. Ravens and Steelers. Steelers trying to somehow stay alive. Then you got New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. You need to be fully stocked and ready to go. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The beverage supermarket. All right, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, let's get to the players. He is the 101st All-American in the history of Penn State football, the 43rd consensus All-American, and that is linebacker Micah Parsons. He's put together an outstanding career, great career at Penn State. And he still has more time. He's just a sophomore. What he's accomplished in a short period of time. You want to talk about the five-star of all five-stars? That's Micah Parsons. And not only that, he's become a leader on this defense as well.
I think, you know, I need to be that guy to try to make something happen, be the changing factor in the game. Or if I'm not even, you know, making as many plays as I do, being that voice for some guys, you know, so a lot of guys, I would say, look up to me now. So I think having that influence can be a very good thing when you're trying to win a national title.
Micah, you played in a bowl game a year ago. How different will the experience, do you think, be this year, especially considering all the honors that you've gotten over the past couple of weeks?
You know, I don't think it's going to change at all. I think I just got to play my game. You know, I think the only difference is I'll be a starter coming into the game and play the full game. Go out there, play my game, and try to help us get it to win.
The defense has had some ups and downs this year. What kind of an opportunity, though, is this game to maybe show what this defense is really all about, do you think?
You know, we're going against a very good Memphis team who has a lot of good wins on their schedule. So I think if we go in here and, you know, limit them from their explosive plays and, you know, show a dominant performance, please kind of show a sneak peek of what's going to happen next year.
Michael, what's the challenge of playing a team like Memphis where this is arguably the biggest game in their program's history? And how much can you guys draw from the Minnesota game where it's kind of similar circumstances?
You know, we look at those games and see how, you know, you look at those games and you think how many plays we left on the field or what we gave up, you know. And tendencies in bowl games, Coach Franklin talks about time, people seem to get lazy, to make more mistakes and things like that. So our main goal these last couple of weeks has been execution, you know. That's all we've been focused on. Making sure we're doing all the right things on all three phases, special teams, offense, and defensively. So, you know, we're just going to make it clean, and, you know, we're going to have a good game out there.
You talked about the wall and the history here of linebackers. Who are the ones that you know and that look up, you look up to?
So, you are, everybody know me and LeVar got a great relationship, spent time with him and his family. We talk at least once a week. There's a point in time where I would call him before every game. He said, just make that one play. You gotta be that guy. It doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. You know, always been a big influence on me before I even got here. He knew who I was before, you know, we even got to knowing each other. And then, you know, Michael Motti reached out. You know, I'm talking to Mike Hall and things like that. You know, those good, great guys that reached out to me. And all guys I watched film on, you know, Coach probably watched their teach tape all the time. So those are just guys that, you know, I personally talk to a lot.
Coach Laurie, Coach Memphis, obviously. How important of an asset is he to you guys kind of heading into this game?
He kind of knows, helping us get mentally prepared. He's helping us get knowing what these guys are going to come and how they're going to come. I think those are always important. You know what type of guys you are playing against, you know, knowing their backgrounds and things like that. Knowing what their tendencies are and things like that. So he's a great resource for us in the program.
Is there any, I guess, balance for you between, you know, getting ready for the bowl with guys like Cam and Jan, who you played with all season, and looking at, you know, the guys in the future who you might be playing with, you know, next season? I mean, do you think about that at all, or is it just we'll worry about that in the future?
We'll worry about that in the future. I mean, you got two spots opening up next year. So obviously there's going to be a lot of position battles, which we'll get closer to talk about closer towards the spring. But right now, you know, I'm going to play my best for Jan and Cam to lead them off victorious and get them a fat ring, you know, try to get them a fat ring and a win on their last game in a Penn State uniform.
During the, you might have been already asked, but during the National Signing Day stuff, Coach Pry, when he's talking to Curtis Jacobs, said, "I already told Micah that you're coming for him." Did you see that, and do you have any reaction?
Yeah, I saw it. You know, Coach Pry always talking smack, man. You know, but, you know, that's the type of competitive nature we're bringing into the room. We want a group of guys. You know, I want Kurt and them to come for me. You know, that's just raising the standard. So I don't look at it as a negative thing. I look at it as a positive thing because you got a great group of guys who's competing every day and, you know, trying to be the best in the room. The best three linebackers going to play, then you're going to have a great group of guys, and that's why we are LBU. You know what I mean?
Micah, being a defensive end in high school, did you ever have any doubts at all about the transition to linebacker? Because it's a very technical position, and Coach Pry is kind of a tough guy to play for. Were there ever any times early, maybe when you enrolled early, that you were like, I don't know if this is going to work out, or I'm better off at defensive end? Was there ever any tough times?
Yeah, you know, there was a bunch of tough times, you know, especially early on, just knowing how to fit into the defense and things like that. But, you know, all you got to figure it out, I would say. You know, I think all the great ones do. Figure out a way to be the best on the field. Figure out a way to get yourself on the field. But there was a point in time where I also was struggling, but I was going up to Coach Pry's office almost once a week saying, what can I do to get better? Like, I'm not understanding this. Can you help me figure it out? You know, I think those were the strides I was trying to make to get on the field as fast as possible that, you know, people might not see from the outside in. So I was just trying to use every way possible to get out there on the field to show what I could do.
Micah Parsons, the 101st first-team All-America at Penn State. His picture will now go up on that wall in Lash Building. When you walk through the front door, and you don't have access to this, but if you walk through the front door, you then have the entrance to the auditorium on the left and the locker room on the right. Well, if you walk past the locker room on the right, that wall is lined with the pictures of all the first-team All-Americas. The last one that was put up there was Saquon Barkley. Now Micah Parsons is going to have his picture up on that wall of honor. That means something. For Sean Clifford, great moment for him because for the first time in his life, he gets to start a bowl game, something that he is really looking forward to.
You know, I texted both of them right away and hit them up, and I have the utmost confidence in both of them. You know, I've seen them work all through this year, and I know what they can do. You know, Kirk's already showed it in all of our meetings that, you know, he's ready to step up to the plate and take command of our room. And, you know, he's done a hell of a job so far, so I'm just really excited to see, you know, get down to Dallas and really start grinding this out. We've had a couple good practices already, but, you know, once you get down there is when everything starts to ramp up.
Sean, you've had a lot of firsts this year. This will be your first bowl game start. What's that like for you?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, you always dream as a kid. Yeah, I know I talked about, you know, being a kid from Cincinnati, Ohio, you know, playing at Ohio State was definitely one of them. And then, you know, bowl games, you grow up and you, like, the month of December and January in my family was all football, especially college football, just watching all the games, you know, dreaming about being in situations like this. And now being here in a New Year's Six Bowl, you know, we've been here, what, 3 out of 4 years now? But I'm definitely not taking it for granted. I'm really excited about the opportunity that we have. You know, the Cotton Bowl is a great bowl, very prestigious, in a great, great place, you know, Jerry's World. Pretty excited to get down there, so just excited to get going.
Sean, how do you expect to balance, I guess, you know, enjoying Dallas and the occasion with the task at hand, which is beating them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just like balancing anything in life, obviously. You know, when I was balancing, you know, everything going on the first game week with trying to, you know, prepare for the game and, you know, all that excitement going on, you know, it's no different than getting down there. You know, obviously we're going to have a bunch of activities to do, a lot of team bonding and everything, but you just got to make sure that, you know, A, you're getting to sleep on time, and then B, just don't change your routine when it comes to practice. You know, obviously I'm gonna enjoy every minute of it. You know, I'm not going to see a lot of my teammates after this again, you know, the guys who are leaving. So I'm just going to take it all in. But at the same time, you know, when practice comes around and when, you know, it gets closer and closer to the game, it's just getting back in the normal routine. Because each week is different anyways, you know, from my perspective with school and everything. So,
Sean, what's the challenge of playing a team like Memphis, where this is arguably the biggest game in the program's history? And how much can you draw from the Minnesota game where it was kind of similar circumstances?
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously Minnesota was very similar. They literally came out and said it was the biggest game, and then, you know, Memphis kind of saying the same type of thing, which, you know, Memphis is a great team, don't get me wrong. I'm really excited, you know, to be able to play them. You know, they got a lot of good things going. They're trying to, you know, boost this program the first New Year's Six Bowl. That's awesome for them. But at the same time, you know, we always talk about respect all, fear none, and, you know, that's kind of the mentality that we have. I just want to make sure that, you know, we take care of business throughout the week, prepare, go through all the tape, make sure that no stones left unturned, and then go into this game and take care of business.
Sean, how difficult was it to miss the Rutgers game, because we kind of know what kind of competitor you are, but how necessary was it, I guess, is the other way of looking at it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly how I'd say it. It was extremely difficult. You know, at a lot of points, I just felt like I was letting people down, not being there, but at the same time, you know, the trainers really helped me out, and then coaches and everything helped me out a lot, because I needed to take that game off. I want to be able to, you know, perform at anywhere where I wanted to be, and then at the same time, I don't know if I could have gotten the job done. That's how kind of where I was at physically. So it was definitely tough, but at the same time, necessary.
When did you start to feel normal again? I mean, was it, you know, this week?
Probably last week, yeah. It didn't take as long as, like, I assumed to feel, you know, back to normal, but at the same time, there's some necessary procedures that needed to happen to get back to normal.
Two guys will be back next year, Micah Parsons, Sean Clifford. Now someone who's about to play his final game as a Nittany Lion. 4 years have gone quickly for Cam Brown at outside linebacker. And, of course, he was asked about the emotion of this game and also the fact that the Penn State is the prohibitive favorite. Memphis has a lot to gain. He knows Penn State does as well.
A lot of people think you're expected to win this game.
Yeah, we counter it with our emotions, our energy. Even though they're going to have theirs, they have their reasons for it, we still have ours. This is a championship game. We're still fighting for an 11-win season. We're trying to finish the season out pretty much strong. So the same motivation that they have, we have too. We have the same juice. We have the same willingness to win this game.
How important of an asset is Joe Lurie going into this game? Obviously, he knows pretty well. Do you think, maybe you don't notice, maybe not, do you think Memphis might have changed since he left?
I believe having Coach Lurie as an asset with playing Memphis and without them, he's been an asset to his team. But with playing Memphis, I feel like he gives us a different perspective. He has a little bit of insight. He understands the culture down there. He understands the environment. No matter if he doesn't understand the new staff that's in there or anything like that, he may understand the fact that the city, how the city is, how the motivation, what the town, like, with just like that attitude going into this game. And that's the perspective he's giving us right now. I mean, he can help with personnel to a degree, but just knowing the fact that he's been there. He understands it. No matter what, when you go to a place for a few years, you're going to understand it a little bit deeper than somebody that's playing from outside.
As a senior, you know, this being your last game, how do you balance that versus still, you know, because I know bowl practices have a lot to do with the young guys kind of getting reps too and getting acclimated. So how do you balance those two things, you know, from your personal perspective?
With the young guys getting reps, it kind of does. It is more catered to that during – for a couple practices, but it's our normal process when we get to bowl game. When we get into that bowl week, it's a normal process, so I feel like it's not going to affect me too much. My mindset will be locked in, and I will be able to practice the same way I normally do. It's just about getting over the fact that this is my last game in this blue and white.
Are there any of the young guys who impress you during bowl prep at all? I know it's just kind of getting going, but...
I mean, the young linebackers have always impressed me. Watching them, that's who I usually watch them in practices. I try to give them tips and keys. But they Lance Dixon, Charlie Ketcher, Charlie's caught a lot of picks in the last couple of weeks. He's been impressive showing his ball skills. Lance, he's getting more comfortable. He looks more comfortable every day. Who else? Brandon Smith. I mean, he's coming along. He has all the physical attributes. He's just coming along mentally in the room. I can go on for days if I want to go to the D-line, but no, that's really those three of my linebackers have shown growth every day, and I feel like it's going to help the defense and help the team next year.
You know, Camp, defensively, you guys gave up some yards in some games down the stretch, but overall, this was probably one of the better Penn State defenses in recent memory. How do you want to go out as a defense in a game like this?
I feel like that question is almost self-explanatory because we tried to play the best defense. We wanted to pride ourselves on being the best defense. Granted, we may have came up short in some goals, but we are still going to and always strive to have the best defense we can on the field at all times and playing the best defense we can. Honestly, I feel like it's our identity too. We showed in the goal line stands we had this year that we are relentless. We're going to push and fight to the end. I feel like that's going to be the identity you see till the end of this season.
So we've gone defense to offense, back to defense with Cam Brown. Now let's go back to offense. A key player in this game tomorrow, running back Journey Brown.
Long, but I trusted the process. You know, I got real comfortable with the coaching staff and whatnot. And after that, my career started taking off the way I wanted it to. And I feel like that was by staying patient, doing the work, putting my head down, and just waiting for my time, my moment.
What's it like to try when you're confident, when you know you can do the job?
You know, it's just, I feel like that's always been instilled in me in general. So once that opportunity presented itself, I was ready for it.
What about this bowl trip coming up? This a good opportunity for you guys to kind of get a good positive start to next year?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to go in it with a bright mindset and play our type of football, but at the same time, we're going to enjoy it, have fun and stuff, and be kids, I guess you could say. And, hopefully go into the next season starting strong with a dub this week.
How do you guys drive each other in that running back room?
Just by competing, you know, but at the same time, knowing that we're all still brothers and stuff and just maintaining that. And, yeah, that's pretty much it, just competing.
Before you got the opportunity, the Sunday night scrimmage, what did that do to boost your confidence on this level, especially running between the tackles?
Just kind of getting comfortable with the speed of the game, you know, because coming from high school, you know, you're stronger, faster than everybody. That's probably how half the dudes were here. And then just kind of just learning how to run between the tackles and getting comfortable with that. People hit a lot harder up here, so getting confidence, but I can break tackles and stuff. So that would be the main thing, yeah.
What about, you said before the season that you felt like this could be a breakout year for you. Did this season unfold the way that you wanted for yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really know what it would be held or whatever you say. But so I mean, I just came out here, just did my thing, what I prepared for, and was ready for my opportunities, and it just happened. So yeah, I like how it went. But I knew I could do better, and I will do better.
How are you different from a guy who runs for 700 yards and 10 touchdowns in one game in high school to where you are today?
Weigh a lot more. People are a lot faster, stronger, like I said. And this stuff like that probably doesn't really happen unless you have a good, really good or lucky day, you know. But like I said, in high school, you're usually stronger, faster than most people. So it's a lot easier to do when you're like that, yeah.
Jordan, you've had to overcome a couple of things personally off the field, you know, tough stuff.
Yeah.
What has the program meant to you that's allowed you to get through that?
I would say they just always have my back, you know. I know my family at home obviously has my back, and I have theirs when I go home. But the support and stuff the coaches and the players gave me and while I was up here, it made it 10 times easier. You know, I have another family up here, and they showed it through that adversity that I went through.
He really does have an amazing story, Journey Brown. At some point, he'll get a chance to tell about all the adversity he's overcome. But playing at Penn State has really been a plus for him. The support has been incredible. All right, hope you've enjoyed our bowl preview and hearing from KJ Hamler and Yetur Gross-Matos and Sean Clifford and Micah Parsons and Cam Brown and Journey Brown, and also from head football coach James Franklin. Today's show here in Dallas has been brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Thanks for joining us from the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.